Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to the show today. It is Monday, July 24th, 2023, start of a brand new week. It's another very, very busy news day. And also, we're under a thunder shower and the lights have flickered. So hopefully we're not going to get cut off. But just in case you hear an old show playing, you'll know what happened here. Anyway, we're going to try and get through as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And Julie is in our control room taking care of business. Before we get into the news, though, I have a very sad announcement to make, and that is that this will be my last week at the Republic Broadcasting Network, at least for a while. This was a very hard decision. I've been thinking about this actually for months now. And you know how dedicated I am to the show. You've seen me do programs with an oxygen tube up my nose. I've done the show from a wheelchair in an inpatient medical facility. I've really tried to be there at all times. And, you know, the reason for doing the show and for the WhatReallyHappened.com website is I've been trying to find a peaceful way to get this country back to being the constitutional republic it's supposed to be. And frankly, I see that as having failed. I'm foreseeing three possible futures for the United States. One, a Soviet-style collapse of the government, and Douglas MacGregor apparently feels that could happen imminently, in which case I'll definitely want to be for the party for that one. The other two possibilities are a civil war here in the United States, or we get into World War III, which we're going to lose, and that's all very, very depressing. So the reason for the decision, there's a lot of reasons. It comes down to time and money. Prepping for the show and doing the show takes a lot of time. It's almost a full-time job, and because Republic Broadcasting Network is still recovering from the loss of John Stadmiller, none of the on-air hosts are paid. And, during the COVID economic drop here, Claire and I lost all other sources of revenue other than our Social Security. And so looking at the WhatReallyHappened.com website, it does generate a little money, enough to cover its operating costs. But that website, WhatReallyHappened.com, was really where it all started, and I need to get back to my roots here. I want to go back to creating original articles and original videos, something I have not had the time or energy to do for a long time. And the website has a growing readership, and I've got advertisers coming to me saying, we want to advertise on your site. So I need to spend my time back at the website, fix the coding errors and clean it up and just make that, you know, work. And that, I got to put my time in there. And, you know, the reality is in about a month, I turned 71, and I never really got my strength or endurance or energy back after the PMR. So my mind is still sharp, but the body's kind of out of warranty. What can I tell you here? Plus, constant exposure to the dark side of humanity is affecting my mental health. I spend a lot of time just being totally bummed out at the condition that the world is in, that the country is in. And, you know, I despair of the world our grandchildren are growing up in and what they're going to have to endure. Now, I will be back on RBN as a guest from time to time. In fact, I'm already scheduled for the Patrick and Jeremy show in the very, very near future. So I'll still be here occasionally, just not doing a five-day-a-week show. And I hope you'll all understand, like I said, it was not an easy decision to make. But there just isn't enough mic to go around between the radio show and properly taking care of the website, and I had to make a choice, and I did agonize over it for a long, long time. So if my situation changes, you know, I may come back. But for right now, I need to focus on the website because that, you know, is that's really where my focus needs to be. All right, so thank you for understanding, and I know you will. Some of you probably won't, but that's just the way it's going to be. Getting into the political news here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is calling for further investigation into the Biden over the bribery allegations. And this goes back to the FD 1023 form that was released outlining the alleged corruption between Biden and Ukraine. Now, Biden has repeatedly said that he had absolutely nothing to do with any of Hunter's business deals. But apparently, Hunter Biden's former business partner is going to testify, supposedly a week from today, that Hunter called his dad, Joe Biden, at least 24 times during business meetings with clients when his dad was vice president. So it's definitely coming on down here. So in 2020, at the second U.S. presidential debate, Joe Biden basically lied to you all when he said the Hunter Biden laptop story was a Russian plant. And remember, they had those 50 former national intelligence folks sign that letter saying, oh, it's all Russian propaganda. Joe Biden knew this was a lie. The FBI knew it was a lie. Hunter Biden certainly knew it was a lie. And we're past Watergate here already, you know, and Richard Nixon sitting there saying, well, I guess I'm just going to have to settle for the silver medal. And so anyway, Hunter Biden's ex-business friend, Devin Archer, is scheduled to testify to the House Oversight Committee. It was going to be this week. It's been pushed to next Monday. Maybe, because Devin Archer has been scheduled to testify before the House three times that he basically canceled. So I can imagine he's, you know, afraid of winding up in Fort Marcy Park or something. But he's basically going to come on in and confirm that, yes, Joe Biden was very much involved in Hunter's business dealings, especially with Burisma, and that Joe Biden is the big guy. Now, Newt Gingrich is looking at all of this information and saying, we may have a criminal family sitting in the White House. Well, it's certainly appropriate. Crime is rampant all across the country. And it does seem sometimes like the government is on the side of the criminals, you know, with all this defund the police and other nonsense going on. So Gingrich is saying, yeah, it may be a criminal operation operating out of the White House here. So now, getting on back to Watergate, when Watergate happened, Nixon was pressured to resign to prevent more damage to the government's public image. They didn't want the rest of it coming on out, especially the link back from Watergate to the John F. Kennedy assassination. With the current situation with Biden, they don't seem to care anymore about what the American people are thinking about the government. And, of course, what the American people are thinking about the government is extraordinarily negative right now. Now, during a transcribed interview with the House Judiciary Committee, an FBI official revealed that at least one senior agent, probably others, who had alerted social media companies about a potential hack and dump operation before the 2020 election were aware that the Hunter Biden laptop was absolutely authentic. They've known it all along. And so they knew the laptop was authentic, but they told the social media companies that it was probably Russian disinformation and don't report on it. Remember the firestorm around the New York Post when the story first came on out. Now, Basically, there's another story. This is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. The FBI has information that confirms evidence the Bidens took $10 million from Ukraine to remove the prosecutor investigating Burisma. And remember, Biden actually went on air and bragged about how he got this prosecutor fired. Now, Rudy Giuliani is saying, looking at all the evidence that's out there, this is the strongest case he's ever seen. You know, if this was a civil case, he'd be ready to go to court right now. And there's actually a story that was in the Gateway Pundit. It was highly speculative, but it actually suggested that Joe Biden might actually do the same thing that Richard Nixon did and step down so that all further investigations to the scale and scope of the corruption and bribery basically stop. Remember when Nixon stepped down, Gerald Ford came on in, said our long national nightmare is over, and issued a blanket pardon to everybody, thereby ending all further investigations into what was going on here. Story out of the politics brief. The FBI is reaching a breaking point as public trust in the Bureau collapses. Americans are waking up to what the FBI is really all about, and they're not that nice bunch of people that we saw in Silence of the Lambs. Of course, people who are my age remember COINTELPRO from the 60s. We remember the framing of James Earl Ray, the framing of Sirhan Sirhan. And, of course, I had my own nasty encounter with the FBI back in 1993 over the Vince Foster affair. So it's old news for us, but for the younger generation, they're really beginning to understand that the FBI is basically like the Gestapo. They are there to protect whoever is currently in the White House, okay? They're not specifically protecting Biden. They weren't specifically protecting the Bushes. They weren't specifically protecting Obama. Their job is to basically protect whoever is in the Oval Office. Now, Chris Christie is saying that the GOP should not move on and must force the Department of Justice to explain that sweet plea deal that Hunter Biden got. And he says that also smacks of more corruption, and yes, of course it does. Meanwhile, Biden himself was making a speech before his union brothers. This happened last Thursday, and he was going to make a rousing speech about all his successes. And once again, the words somehow got messed up between his brain and his mouth and left people trying to figure out just what it was he was saying. And what he actually said was, quote, "I often say, and I mean this sincerely, Wall Street, good folks down there, but they didn't build the middle class. They didn't build America. The middle class was built by the middle class." Now, Biden in the past has always said the unions built the middle class, and given that he was talking to union leadership, he probably intended to deliver his signature line, but it just did not come out the way he probably intended. Now, Nancy Pelosi was doing an interview over this last weekend at CNN State of the Union with host Dana Bash, and she was asked about the two IRS whistleblowers testifying in front of Congress last week regarding the Department of Justice appearing to run interference for the Biden family from various investigations, concealing evidence, and so forth. And Pelosi's answer mixed up the IRS whistleblowers hearing and the hearing on censorship with the Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, whom she called Joe Kennedy. And she said, well, it was a sense you're referencing the hearing. What a ridiculous clown show again on the part of the Republicans. Here was the purpose that you described. What did they do? Bring in Joe Kennedy talking about censorship, that he's being censored as he's talking to the world in a congressional hearing, and showing pictures that had nothing to do with the essence of it. So, yeah, Pelosi, we have another one here that is in dire need of a cognitive test, I think. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr., following up on his testimony to Congress regarding censorship, says, "We can't have a democracy if we don't have freedom of speech. It is inevitable that if you start censoring speech, it is a license for any atrocity, because you can go out, do what you want, and then ban anybody who's trying to say, hey, something bad just happened." And he went on to say that in all of history, the people censoring speech were never the good guys. And that's definitely a good quote there. Now, In response, top Democrat Representative Stacey Plaskett, the ranking member on the House Weaponization of Government Subcommittee, joined Jen Psaki on MSNBC on Sunday and actually said on the show that Democrats should be allowed to define what is truth in America. And, you know, that's tyranny. You know, when the politicians say, this is what's true, the vaccines are safe, we're winning the war in Ukraine, the economy is doing fine, and so forth and so on. Now, there's an interesting story that came out of American Liberty News, and Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration, a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, on Biden's refusal to provide Secret Service protection to a granddaughter that he has not acknowledged and her mother after threats from a violent professional fighter. Now, under the law, they are allowed to have Secret Service protection. And apparently Joe Biden said, no, we're, you know, let him go here. So the child who Biden has never acknowledged as his grandchild is eligible for Secret Service protection, but the child and her mother, London Roberts, are reportedly not receiving Secret Service protection despite reported threats from Roberts' ex-fiancé, a professional cage fighter. And talk about heartless. Talk about absolutely heartless. Anyway, the founder of a January 6th legal advocacy group has filed a shocking declaration in the D.C. court on the mysterious January 6th protester fears government will retaliate in response. And basically the government is continuing to say, no, we didn't do anything wrong on January 6th. And this legal filing from Condemned USA founder Trennis Evans details allegations of a shocking level of FBI intimidation and illegal attempts to coerce Mr. Evans into working as an asset for the FBI. Now, as a side note, remember that whole Ruby Ridge incident? Okay, they wanted that gentleman, whose name I'm blanking on right now, to become an informant for the various militia groups that were in the area, and when he refused, that's when they set him up for the firearms charge that led to that tragedy at the cabin here. So, anyway, Trennis Evans has no intention of letting repeated Department of Justice abuses of power go unnoticed. And in his 25-page filing, Evans describes the ongoing predatory behavior of the United States government and explains how previous attempts to notify District Judge Dabney Friedrich were stifled. Additionally, Evans says the Department of Justice and the United States Attorney's Office did everything in their power to suppress information that showed how Evans worked with U.S. Marshals, designing his own sting approved by the agency, leading to the apprehension of a, quote, escaped fugitive involved in human trafficking and injury to a child who escaped from the Bureau of Prisons, end quote. Child human trafficking is a horrible crime. Liberals are saying it's just a conspiracy theory. And the government kept this heroism from the public and sealed the records and refused to open them at Evans' request. They don't want anybody thinking positive thoughts about any of the January 6th protesters. Now, in a breach of rules and precedents, Biden's Department of Prisons are basically placing January 6th prisoners in with the most violent prisoners. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Prisoners are basically graded on a scale of, you know, calm and, you know, compliant and well-behaved up to, you know, extremely violent, prone to anger. And normally you put like with like. You keep the calm prisoners with calm prisoners. You keep the violent prisoners with violent prisoners. But apparently in the case of the January 6th prisoners, they're being housed with extremely violent prisoners, which obviously increases the risk of injury, potentially even death to them. Over at UNS.com, they have an article about disintegrating justice, and it says, today the government has so many ways to come from you, to come for you. Prosecutors are unconcerned with innocence or guilt, only with conviction. Juries and plea bargains are control devices from which to get convictions. There is no longer any such thing as a jury of your peers. Your peers are people who are like you. In America today, such a jury is described as racist, homophobic, and misogynist. And how objective are blacks and feminists and homosexuals as jury members when a white heterosexual male is on trial? Blacks are being taught to hate whites. Feminists have been taught to hate men. LGBTQ have been taught to hate heterosexuals. Which will prevail, emotions or fair, objective consideration? Okay. Are the juries becoming tools of vengeance? Now, interestingly enough, Mike Pence has come forward saying that he's not convinced that Trump did anything on January 6th that constitutes a criminal action. He said maybe Trump was a little reckless. You know, his words were a little reckless. But he says, I'm not convinced that they're criminal. And I tend to agree. And remember, we have all these videos of Trump saying, be peaceful, cooperate with the Capitol Police. And then after things started getting ugly, he released another video saying, please peacefully go home. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And it's just now breaking. Devin Archer has canceled next Monday's appearance before the House committee. And so, like I said, he's probably worried about getting into small planes and winding up in Fort Marcy Park. Getting on back to politics here. Now, at this point, it's obvious that Derek Chauvin did not receive a fair trial, but the Minnesota Supreme Court is refusing to hear his appeal. And basically, they're saying, you know, it's over and done with, and we've covered this thing, and, you know, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on Floyd's back and making it impossible for Floyd to inhale, leading to death. Now, the autopsy report on George Floyd found absolutely no mechanical injury to his neck or throat, but he was loaded up with lethal amounts of drugs, including fentanyl. So probably the reason he couldn't breathe was he was paralyzed. You know, the muscles were shutting down. And, Chauvin should get a new trial. But, you know, this government is out there. They're desperate to prove that when they're right, they're always right. They're never going to admit failure. They're never going to back up and say, well, we goofed. Okay, they're trying to keep their image going here, as it were. Now, Missouri Democrat Representative Cori Bush's campaign, and remember, she's famous for screaming, defund the police, defund the police. The campaign paid tens of thousands of dollars to her husband, Courtney Meritz, for private security and other expenditures during the first half of this year. Now, the representative's campaign, which actually missed the second quarter filing deadline and now may face additional fines, finally turned in a committee report on Saturday a week late. Now, according to the latest filing, Meritz received $17,500 in security services and wage expenses between April and June. So we're back to that one rule for thee and another rule for me, and they don't want you to have police protection, but by golly, they're going to have armed security at your expense, I might add. Now, down in Maricopa County, it looks like Arizona is turning red. New Republican voter registrations are outpacing Democrats by over three times in Maricopa County. And an increasing number of voters are registering as Republican rather than Democrat. And that is going to be a real interesting county to watch in 2024. Now, last week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced charges against 16 Trump electors who submitted their votes as alternates amidst the belief there would be an honest investigation into the 2020 election. The charges include forgery, election fraud, and conspiracy. But basically, the electors publicly said, we're just a backup slate. If there's a recount and Trump won, we are ready to go. And what's really interesting is come on out that the Biden campaign had backup alternate electors for the same exact reason, and nobody's arresting and charging them. So Michigan's House Elections Vice Chair Representative Rachel Smith released a statement saying that what the electors did was completely legal, completely valid, and anticipating there would be an honest investigation into Michigan voter fraud, which, of course, did not happen. Now, getting into Sound of Freedom, their third weekend was actually stronger than the first weekend. The independent film has surged to nearly $125 million total domestic box office. And, it's just doing amazing. The word of mouth is spreading. People are trying to see it. There's actually been interference in some theaters where it's being shown, where they're trying to get people not to look at it. They leave the overhead lights on. They turn off the air conditioning. Really petty stuff. And, but it's really going on out there. Now, here's something that's really kind of weird, okay? Sound of Freedom is being attacked by the Israeli newspapers. And you have to wonder, you know, why? Why would they really care? Or maybe it's because of Israel's link to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. They're the little child sex operation. And which appears to be a blackmail project put together by Israeli intelligence. And so they're out there attacking that. Now, Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town, is already like number one on iTunes. It's expected to hit number one on this week's Billboard Hot 100. This would mark his first number one single. He is still out there performing the song in concerts. Liberals are going into the audience and jeering him, and he's just responding to them in a very respectful fashion. And people are already saying that he has established himself as a country music legend. And a lot of people are starting to pull their music off of country music television in protest over their treatment. Now, getting on to the new Barbie movie, the short version is, if there was a movie that showed men treating women the way the Barbie movie treats men, everybody would be up in arms. And Ginger Gates, the wife of Matt Gates, is calling on Americans to boycott the movie after being disappointed by the film's method of feminine empowerment and a lack of faith and family. And the question has to be raised at this point, why tamper with an established story like Snow White? If you want, I'm sorry, like Barbie. If you want to make your point, you know, come up with new characters, a new script, a new story, and a new title, and you're not going to get into these kind of problems. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If we've got the money.
Welcome back to our show here. Boy, the rain is really coming down outside, which is going to make the farmers in the area very, very happy right now. Now, over at Twitter, which is now rebranded as X, Elon Musk takes down an MSNBC analyst who praised Fauci as a national hero. And Musk tweeted, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. And he basically said, you know, this was MSNBC analyst and former CIA director John Brennan said Dr. Fauci is a national hero who will be remembered for generations to come for his innate goodness and many contributions to public health. Despite your business success, you'll be remembered mostly for fueling public hate and divisions. You may have money, but you have no class. And Musk responded with four words, your house is glass. You know, as in people who throw stones shouldn't live in glass houses or something along that line. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is still out there on the forefront of vaccine awareness. And really, it was the COVID epidemic and the vaccines that catapulted Robert F. Kennedy Jr. into the attention of the majority of the American people. Prior to that, you know, those of us who were concerned about vaccines knew about them, knew about the Children's Health Defense Fund. And you know, during this whole situation, the mainstream media elevated Anthony Fauci to the role of national savior. But in late 2021, Kennedy published a blistering book attacking him in his long career, which quickly became a number one Amazon bestseller despite the lack of any significant advertising or press coverage. Word of mouth was enough to get it on out there. Sort of like Sound of Fury, or rather Sound of Freedom. Sorry, I'm multitasking here. Okay, now there is a conservative public interest advocacy group defending the Republic, and they have obtained almost 15,000 pages of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial data, claiming the data shows an utter lack of thoroughness of the trials and calls the vaccine's safety into serious doubt. So as a result of a successful Freedom of Information Act litigation against the FDA, the group recently announced it had obtained and is releasing these 15,000 pages. And the FDA has agreed to produce around 24,000 pages of the Moderna records by the end of the year, these 15,000 pages being the first tranche. Now, another article coming out of science.org basically saying that you know, last October was a good month for Gilead Sciences, makes antivirals, headquartered in Foster City, California. On the 8th of October, the company inked an agreement to supply the European Union with its drug remdesivir as a treatment for COVID-19, a deal worth more than $1 billion. 2 weeks later, the FDA approved remdesivir for use against SARS-CoV-2, or COVID, the first drug to receive that status. Okay, but these decisions baffle scientists who have closely watched the clinical trials of remdesivir unfold over the past 6 months and who have questions about remdesivir's worth. At best, one large, well-designed study found remdesivir modestly reduced the time to recover from COVID-19 in hospitalized patients with other severe illness. A few smaller studies found no impact of treatment on the disease whatsoever. Then on the 15th of October, in this month's decidedly unfavorable news for Gilead, the fourth and largest controlled study delivered the coup de grace. The World Health Organization Solidarity Trial showed that remdesivir does not reduce mortality or the time COVID-19 patients take to recover. Meanwhile, ivermectin is still being called horse paste. Now, the former White House COVID-19 Task Force Coordinator, Deborah Birx, has now been appointed as CEO of Armata Pharmaceuticals, a biotechnology company. And so this revolving door is spinning yet again between government and industry. Now, Jesuit Santa Clara University and hundreds of other colleges are still mandated COVID-19 shots to attend those colleges. And if you don't want to get the shot, they tell you you need to go someplace out here, someplace else, despite that mountain of evidence that these shots are ineffective and in many cases actually harmful. Okay? Now, a lot of people are bemoaning the fact that you can't sue the vaccine companies for damages caused by their products. And, you know, there was a law that was passed quite a while ago saying they're indemnified. You can't sue them for harm from the products. The rationale for the law was that vaccines are inherently dangerous, and why should we be punished, you know, for dealing with this thing? But there is another way to take it, to get around the problem here. Danielle Baker, an experienced registered nurse, is taking her former employer, Ohio's Hospice Incorporated, to court because they forced her to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, and as a result, she developed a serious neurological condition known as transverse myelitis post-vaccination, and so she is going to court. So Baker is a seasoned healthcare professional specializing in hospice and palliative care for 2 decades. She spent the last 17 years caring for her patients in hospice cares. So maybe you cannot sue the vaccine makers, but you can sue whoever forced you into taking the shot if it damaged you. And I think that's a good way to go. It's going to make the lawyers happy, I'm sure about that. Getting into the international news here, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has claimed Ukraine has recaptured 50% of the territory originally seized by Russia amid widespread reports of the massive losses of troops and equipment suffered by the Western-backed country. So he's either deliberately lying or he's been partying out with Hunter Biden and sniffing the same stuff here. But Antony, your pants are on fire. In fact, as at the moment, Russian forces are conducting an offensive action in Donetsk and Luhansk, and they've achieved a breakthrough in Donetsk that has pushed 7 kilometers, pushed the Ukrainian forces 7 kilometers back. They've got a bulge going there. Meanwhile, 15 Leopard tanks, 20 Bradleys destroyed in just 24 hours. A large number of Western mercenaries have been eliminated. And this is actually a bit of a problem for the companies that manufacture these weapons, because they have these demonstrations and tests of how wonderful this stuff is going to work. And again, I refer you to the movie and the book, The Pentagon Wars. But this is a real-world demonstration, a real war test, and these weapons are coming up short. The Russians are just cutting through them easily, and these military manufacturers are going to have a hard time selling their weapons to other countries. They're going to take a look and say, Russia's winning this one. We're going to buy our weapons from Russia. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched another drone attack on Moscow. Unmanned aerial vehicles target the Ministry of Defense. They left a skyscraper burning. Giant explosions were also heard down in Crimea. And most of the drones, however, were downed by electronic warfare jamming, according to Russian sources. The Russians are really good at electronic warfare. So, let's see. One drone caused severe damage to a business center tower block near one of Moscow's main ring roads. A drone apparently fell close to a military university, which acts as the headquarters of GRU, Military Intelligence Cyber Offensive. And it came as an ammunition depot was hit during a Ukrainian drone strike on Zankoy in Crimea early on Monday. Now, because these drones are targeting civilian areas, Russia has warned of tough retaliation. And the Russian Defense Ministry is saying, you know, these are terror attacks, and we reserve the right to have a harsh retaliation. So this thing continues to escalate. Meanwhile, the losses of Kiev forces since the beginning of the counteroffensive have already exceeded 26,000 troops. And this was reported by Vladimir Putin during a meeting with his Belarusian counterpart Alexander Lukashenko. And Putin was responding to Lukashenko, who said the irrecoverable Ukrainian losses since the beginning of the counteroffensive amounted to 26,000 troops. Putin said it's already more than that. So anyway, now here's an interesting little story, and it asks a very important question, okay? There is a CIA veteran, and he's basically saying that NATO should have understood that the counteroffensive was going to fail. They basically botched it. Now, this is Larry Johnson, a veteran of the CIA and a former analyst at the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. And he's saying he's perplexed that Russia's fortifications seem to have caught the West by surprise. I mean, we've got all these surveillance satellites and, you know, ground truth and assets. Or maybe they just said, well, let's just do it anyway. And, you know, we'll rely on the Ukrainians' courage and inventiveness to carry the day, which it didn't do. Now, the Russian Navy is conducting live-fire drills with rockets in the Black Sea following the grain warning to Ukraine. And basically, this was 2 days after Russia warned that ships heading to Ukraine's Black Sea ports could be considered military targets. One of these ships that was stopped and searched showed indications of explosive residue. So, yeah, there's some weapon smuggling going on. Ukrainian pilots will begin F-16 training next month, according to the defense minister. And they're still finalizing the plans, but it would most likely take place in Denmark and the Netherlands, as well as the United Kingdom or Poland. Now, Ukraine, actually showing some inventiveness and improvisation, is converting Soviet thermobaric grenades into landmines. Now, the Ukrainian military has used air-droppable mines extensively and indiscriminately over the past year, targeting not just Russian troops, but civilian infrastructure and settlements. That is a war crime, it should be noted. And over the past year, more than 100 civilians in Donetsk have been injured after stepping on a Lapistok scatterable anti-personnel landmine. Now, Ukrainian forces have modified old Soviet-era grenade launcher munitions, turning them into landmines, which go off when approached. Apparently, they have a motion detection system. You don't actually have to step on them or touch them. If it simply detects nearby movement of people or vehicles, it detonates and it goes off. Now, Ukraine is ammunition-starved, and the West simply cannot keep up with its pledges. The manufacturing is not keeping up with the expenditures of ammunition in Ukraine. They're running short, especially the 155-millimeter shells. And so it's at a firepower deficit along the conflict's front lines. Now, Trump has taken Joe Biden to task for admitting openly on the air that we're running out of ammunition, which I think we all agree was a very reckless and dumb thing for Joe Biden to do, because not only did Russia hear that, so did our other enemies like China. And they're all thinking, the Americans are running out of ammunition. Just saw some lightning out the window. Now, last week, there was a story where Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu went to the hospital and they said it was no big deal, no big deal, no big deal. But apparently over the weekend, he had a pacemaker installed on his heart, which came as a surprise to the Palestinians, who were surprised that he actually has one here. And he basically planned to attend the key judicial reform vote as the crisis spirals. Now, Israel's Knesset did in fact pass that law for the judicial reform. It passed unanimously 64-0. And all members of the governing coalition voted for it. All members of the opposition simply left the chamber while the roll call vote was taking place. Needless to say, there are major protests going on. Israeli police employed water cannons and made several arrests during the anti-judicial reform protests outside the Knesset. And so one of the protesters was sitting on a wall waving an Israeli flag, and he got knocked off by a water cannon and apparently was severely injured. Now, what the Israeli Knesset just did by basically saying that the judicial court cannot question the orders of the government, they've turned Netanyahu into a dictator. And alarmingly, the same thing is being attempted here. Harvard Law School professor Mark Tushnet and San Francisco State University political scientist Aaron Belkin wrote an open letter to the Biden administration on popular constitutionalism. That's the phrase they came up with. Basically, what they're doing is telling Biden to simply ignore mistaken rulings by the Supreme Court justices. you know, that Joe Biden should decide what it is that the Constitution actually means. Well, go back to your Constitution. It is up to the Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution and the laws, not the executive branch. So they're actually suggesting that the United States do what Israel just did. And, I mean, that's very, very dangerous. I mean, they're trying to create a dictatorship in this country. Remember what George Bush said about that? Said this would all be a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, as long as I'm the dictator. Over in Taiwan, they had an accident at the Keelung Ammo Depot. Apparently, they were giving some people, officials, a tour, and a mortar round detonated. Nine soldiers were injured on that one. Now, a lot of people are very concerned about Biden's pick for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. This is Biden's pick to replace Army General Mark Milley. And basically, Biden used racist hiring practices. He said, I want a black man in that job. And even worse, it's a black man who is very much anti-white. And so things are going to get worse in the military, which brings us to the question answered by UNS.com. Does the U.S. military have, are they actually capable of fighting, or has it become a showcase for Democrat ideologies? Blacks are secretaries of defense, the incoming chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, head of Air Force Academy, and are actively discriminating against white heterosexual men. Richard Clark is promoting gender ideology at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Lloyd Austin and Charles Brown have announced there are too many white officers, and promotions of whites are on hold until equity is achieved. We're going into a war. We need the very best, most capable people being promoted to command of the units, brigades, and so forth, not the laundry list of equity and feminism. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne,
That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Oh boy, it is really coming down there. We just had a real loud clap of thunder out there. And apparently, a caller said they missed a very important story that I just did, and I think it was about, does the U.S. have a military capable of fighting, or is it merely a showcase for Democrat ideologies? And the story was basically that the military is being wokeified, if you will, and when you're going into a war, that's really not what you want to do. You want to train your fighting force to be a cohesive fighting unit. They have to trust each other, understand each other, and you want to have officers who are the very best at what they do, not officers who fit into a little scorecard of we need a black, we need a woman, we need whatever it's going to be. Now, the New York Times came on out with an article called A Turning Point in Military Spending, and it's basically making the claim that higher military spending will save democracy. Well, you know, this is all about more funding for Ukraine and everything. But my message to the New York Times is, how about we save democracy here first? Remember that comment that was made in IRS hearing the last week? They said, well, you know, the DOJ and FBI, we're holding democracy in check. Well, that sounds to me like democracy is at risk in this country. And if we want to call ourselves a democratic society, then maybe that money is better spent here, cleaning up our elections and dealing with the corruption. Now, getting into the economics, the White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre is out there trying to deflect this Biden-Burisma scandal. And the story has changed. It used to be that Joe Biden never discussed business with Hunter Biden. Now they're saying that Joe Biden was not in business with Hunter Biden, which is a whole different thing entirely here. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that Bidenomics is working. Americans just don't know it because Biden hasn't told them. In other words, you know, we're back to narrative and presentation, and they're out there saying that if Joe Biden gets on the air and doesn't embarrass himself and says the economy is good, that we will all believe it. No, Nancy, we won't. Now, billionaire David Rubenstein is issuing a warning on our financial future. He's talking about how $57,200,000,000 was added to the U.S. debt in just 4 days. America's balance sheet is soaring, and, you know, we're already above $32 trillion. And, of course, the debt was never – it can't be repaid. And it's not supposed to be. It's just leverage to control the country and control the government from the bankers here. Now, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban gave a speech recently in which he said China has overtaken the West. China has shifted the balance of the world. And, their economy is booming. They're a manufacturing powerhouse, which the U.S. no longer is. And illustrating that is this very interesting story. Stanley Black & Decker, built a $90 million factory on the edge of Fort Worth, Texas, intending to burnish the Made in the USA luster of the Craftsman brand by forging mechanics tools with unprecedented efficiency. Okay, we have to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The rain is really coming on down there, and my neighbor is making me very nervous. He's building this really big wooden boat out there. Anyway, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Guy in Arizona. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I was just going to talk about RFK. I finally listened to, like, the 4 hours of the censorship hearing, and yeah, it was not pretty. The Democrats were really going after RFK like crazy, which means it's a good thing. Not that I was going to vote for him. I know Marco said last week that it's like, oh, he's going to get in there. He's not going to win the primary. There's just no way that he's going to be the Democratic nominee. They're going to be what Democrats are going to be like. At least 40% to 50% of them are going to be whatever the DNC tells them to believe is what they're going to believe. Mm-hmm. And just go back to Bernie Sanders in 2016. I remember Tulsi Gabbard was saying that Bernie won, like, you probably know better than me, like it was like 15% or 20% higher, but because she was the only, what, special elector or whatever they call themselves, delegate, that then Hillary won. So it's like, and this is one of the things I like to tell Democrats, and people use this, it's like the Democratic Party does not believe in democracy, and just point out Bernie Sanders, because he won the popular vote in the primaries, but Hillary still got in because of the special electors, whatever they call themselves.
So. Yeah.
I can't remember what they called themselves. So what was it?
The superdelegates?
The superdelegates, yep, you're right. That was what it called. Do you remember that you were living in Hawaii at the time, right, in 2016?
Yeah, so, I was.
Do you remember what he won, Bernie won by? I remember Tulsi, it was like 10 or 20, it was like huge amount that Bernie beat Hillary, but because she was the only one that went with Bernie, then everyone else went with Hillary. Hillary wins, even though in a democracy, it's supposed to be the majority rules on that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I remember one thing from that election was all of a sudden Bernie showed up, you know, with a bruise near his eye, like somebody had hit him at some point.
Yeah, you're right. And also, I remember I looked at your the Clinton hit list about a half year ago, and I remember then Seth Rich is another one. It's like what happened to him. I'm only 99% sure that Hillary and then took him out because it sounded like he was with WikiLeaks and that he was actually downloading that with that. And then I think then I remember Tom was talking about Deborah Wasserman Schultz, and that she was like terrible in the censorship hearing, and she got fired because of it, didn't she? She was a DNC head.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's that's just another thing, but you don't have to be worried about RFK being the winner in the primary. It's like if you believe that, I think you still have some Saddam's nukes in your closet, don't you, to sell to people?
I have some what to sell to people?
You still have some Saddam's nuclear weapons in your closet you can sell people.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, if they believe RFK is going to win the primary in the Democratic Party, there's no way. And now it's possible that if he goes independent and then maybe get like Tulsi for the VP, then you might have something. But everything I hear from him, he wants to pull the Democratic Party more to the center. He wants to be more like his dad and his uncle. And so that would be a lot more preferable than what we got. That's for sure.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen. My greatest fear is the Democrats know that they can't put Biden into the White House for a second term without it being obvious that the elections are rigged. I'm worried that they're going to run Gavin Newsom. And look at what he did to California. He's going to do the same thing to the United States.
Yeah, the more you hear about what's going on in some of the cities like L.A. and San Francisco, it sounds like I was seeing chains on just the freezer doors that you're getting ice cream and stuff. It's like they don't even trust people not to steal ice cream now.
It's completely out of control there. And we're going to have the same thing, all over the country. You know, a crime will be rampant. The police will be told, don't bother anybody that steals below a certain amount in product here. There was that story about I think 68-year-old woman had been working for Lowe's for like 17 years and tried to stop some thieves from shoplifting, and she got fired for it because the store policy is if you see somebody stealing something, just let them go.
Yeah, it's just getting to the point where you just don't know how much longer before the Democrats start going on. I was watching Bill Maher. I like to listen to the left side once in a while. And by the way, Bill Maher, I think, had the greatest thing for wokeism. He said that when he was a youngster, he wanted to be a pirate. He said, thankfully, I never found a doctor that would cut my leg off and put a peg in it, cut my hand off and put a hook in it, and cut my eye out.
I've seen that on social media.
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, isn't that perfect? I mean, it's like, I know I'm not a big Bill Maher fan, but I like about 20% of what he says. And I always like to see the opposition a little bit, too. And he is starting to even wake up to the woke. So it's amazing. So we'll see where it goes, see if the Democrats can start moving back to the center. But I mean, this woke crowd is just seems like they're hell bent on just
doing
anything and everything.
We're starting to see a pushback in a lot of ways. Parents are pushing back on the school boards, and all this LGBTQ nonsense. Nobody is saying that gays and whatever are bad. We're just tired of having them throw it in our faces. I mean, we don't go around telling total strangers what our sex lives are all about, and we're not really interested in hearing about their sex lives either.
Yeah, especially when they're trying to groom the kids.
I have a problem with.
Yeah. Now, did you see there's Epic TV had one out talking about the trans kids. They had from a real life situation where a girl wanted to be a boy and then she transitioned. And then the big thing they were saying that all the teachers that are doing this are saying that what would you rather have? Would you rather have a live son or a dead daughter? And that's what they're pushing.
I mean,
and
that's ridiculous. Actually, the reality is that a lot of these people who transition are at a higher risk of suicide. I mean, when they realize what they've done to their own bodies, and you know, they're going to be patients for life, and you know, it's just, it's horrible, disfiguring surgeries, and they live in pain.
Yeah, that was the spoiler alert. If you guys want to listen to it, that's exactly what happened to this girl who transitioned to a boy, and then she thought it was going to be all better after she transitioned, and then it was just much worse, and then she committed suicide afterwards, so after she transitioned. And so then the actual mother was on and talking about it, and then they had other people talking about it, and that's something you cannot hear from the mainstream media. It's always,
no, you don't.
You're going to have a dead child if you don't let them transition, but then they never talk about after they transition that you have a dead child that way too.
Yep.
Just the strangest thing. And like you said, I'm hoping that people are going to push back a little bit, and it's starting to, maybe it'll come back, but who knows? It sure hasn't seemed like it's doing it. And the regular mainstream media sure the heck isn't helping at all. So that's the thing about you and the other alternative media is, like, finally, you know, get some reason. I mean, we need reasonable people that can push back a little bit. And it's hopefully that America can then pull back from the precipice. I remember Keanu Reeves in The Earth Stood Still said, you know, when right at the precipice, then, you know, before you go completely haywire, like, you, how many times have I heard you say that I'm trying to stop World War III is a really bad idea?
Yeah.
And now we've got this going on, and there's so many people that are just thinking it's like, oh, no big deal. It's like, are you kidding me? It's strange.
Well, you know, history has shown that, you know, you can push people up to a certain point, or you can oppress people up to a certain point. Then all of a sudden they push back. French Revolution, American Revolution. And we see these culture wars, you know, swing back and forth between liberalism and conservatism. And liberalism really pushed out very hard and far. And I think when the conservatives push back, it's probably going to go a little too far in the other direction.
Yeah. And I can do a shout out for you on the all wars. I haven't heard you talk about all wars or bankers wars. That really opened my eyes a lot. That was, how many years ago was that? That's got to be at least 10.
Right? A long time ago.
Yeah. I think I was listening before. I should really, do you remember what year it was? I think I was listening to you like a year or two before that. And then after I heard that too.
I honestly don't remember exactly when that was. I know that the original article is still up in the top gray box at whatreallyhappened.com.
Very enlightening.
I need to go back and do more original content. That's something that I've been neglecting. And, you know, that was really kind of what made the site what it was I was putting up original articles and making original videos. And, you know, that somehow got lost. And, you know, I need to get back to my roots, so to speak.
Yeah, that was really, really good article. Actually, it was I think they just took one of your shows, huh? And then just, expounded on it and then put a lot of different with the videos on it.
Movie Maker, basically I read the story. Well, I didn't read the story, but I basically told the story for an entire episode of my show, and somebody took that as a soundtrack and built a video around it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is still out there. Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could update it and say now they want to do the digital currency. The CBDC is like, whoa, we're in big trouble if they get that through.
Yeah, we are in big trouble. We're already in big trouble. What can I tell you?
Yep.
You know, and
yeah, that's
like
true.
I said earlier, you know, I grieve for our grandchildren. World that we're leaving them is just a horrible, horrible place.
Yeah, and then maybe us too, because if they get what they want their Agenda 30, which is 2030, and it's like they want this new world order. Did you ever see the Nicole Kidman and Iron Man guy eating the bugs, and they're saying how great the bugs are eating?
Yeah, I did, and they're still pushing that, and, you know, it's
crazy.
Yeah, we're heading to Soylent Green is what we're doing.
Yeah, let's hope not that. That was a good movie, no doubt about it.
Very, very good.
Charlton Heston. The people! Yep. Soylent Green are people. Like, oh, boy. Well, at least we're not that far yet, huh?
Well, it may be coming on up. You know,
they're going to come get us worse.
Yeah, it's getting silly out there. Anyway, Bruce, I'm sorry, Guy, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
We got more calls.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Have
a
good one.
To Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. On Joe Biden's grandchild, they won't provide secret service. Yeah, it's pretty sad. But, you know, any child that gets within arm's length of Joe Biden, I would have Secret Service protection for.
Yeah, you're right about that. But here's the point, okay? You know, they're punishing the child, and it's not her fault. You know,
no.
She has done absolutely nothing to warrant the anger and neglect coming from the, you know, Joe Biden and Jill Biden, and it's really quite disgusting.
Yes, it is, but he's a psychopath, and psychopaths don't have empathy for anybody, including children. They only have empathy for themselves.
Yep.
And it's pretty evident in his behavior, and you can go from there if you want. But we're going to miss you, man. I think you're the highlight of RBN. I hope you would consider at least, like, maybe doing a once a week show on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Well, that might be a possibility. You know, I know that RBN does not want me to leave, but like I said, it's time and money, and I need to go back and spend more time with the whatreallyhappened.com website, because, I can make some money with that, and, I just can't do both. I can't do a 5 day a week show and the website and do them justice again because I'm an old guy and, you know, I tire easily.
Yeah, I get it. And you've done more than above and beyond the service to the truth community, put it that way.
Well,
I'm not trying to, it's perfectly honest. That's how I roll, you know. And, you know, when John Stadtmiller passed away, I was afraid that RBN was going to go into retardation mode. I'm not going to go any further than that and saying that you've been a bulwark of common sense.
Well, I disagree. I'm going to tell you right now that Julie and Mike have just been doing an incredible job of getting RBN back up on its feet because John kind of left it in a little bit of disarray. And, you know, we're all working for it. It's just, you know, I've hit a point where I'm, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah. You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I just looked her up, and she was a DNC chair. Oh, heck, I just had to hear this. May 4th, 2011 to July 28th, 2016. And that's basically 2 weeks after Seth Rich died. So I like to look at her laptop and see and do a keyword search for Seth Rich. That's very suspicious. And it sure is funny how, you know, RFK Jr., he mentioned in passing this, you know, the situation where maybe Ashkenazi Jews and Asians were not as susceptible to COVID. And she just launches into this anti-Semitic conspiracy theories like a blood libel thing. You know, doesn't she trust the science anymore? You know, what happened to trust the science?
Well,
they don't trust the science anymore. You know.
No, they're engaging in scientism, where science is something to worship and believe in rather than a process of determining facts and truth. But the fact that diseases are ethnically biased, there's nothing new about that. There is an ethnic bias in COVID. There's a clear ethnic bias in sickle cell anemia. There's an article over at Wikipedia on ethnic bias and diseases, and quite a few of them do show a prevalence for one group over the other. And, you know, Robert Kennedy made a point of saying, I don't know if this is intentional or not, but this is what the data is showing, and the data is definitely there.
Right. It can be totally innocuous, you know. Sickle cell anemia, I believe the RBCs and Africans developed that sickle cell trait in order so the malaria virus would be able to be escape or be gotten at by the white blood cells. I'm not sure. I believe there's a link to that. That's why they have sickle cell anemia. But I'll let other callers call on. I just want to throw this at you here. I know last Friday, the U.S. created a permanent pandemic agency. The office of
control
of the COVID-19. Yes, well, yes, should. And you can look up the doctor. is going to be in charge of it. They're retired Air Force Major General Paul Fredericks.
Yep.
And I always, when I hear a new name, what I do is I go to Wikipedia and I look at, you know, who he is, what he's done. His last two assignments, July 18th to July 19th, right before COVID-19, okay, he was assigned to Joint Base Langley, Eustis, Virginia. He was in Langley. And then he goes to the Pentagon. And now he's assigned to this thing here. And so I think we could have another COVID rolling down the hill, and they're prepping for it. And I'm also seeing on another alt media site or this host, he's had a month of germ theory denialists rotating in and out. And this guy hasn't had that before to this amount. And they're sound like infomercials. You know, to the point where I can't listen anymore because
it does now. You've got Klaus Schwab already out there saying another pandemic is coming. We're going to have to repeat the lockdowns and everything. And of course, we're hearing horror stories about Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, and maybe that coming out of somebody's test tube as well.
Yeah, so you can see the pump being primed for this thing, and also they're throwing this kookifying stuff down onto us to kind of discredit us as this next rollout occurs. That's how I see it may happen.
Okay.
They can't
Bruce,
get rid
I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raise the way nature intended.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
When is your last show? I didn't hear you say it was
Friday.
You were leaving the network.
Friday's my last show. And, you know, I'm really sorry to be, leaving, but I had to make some choices in my life, you know.
Yeah, well, it probably takes a lot of effort every day to do this.
Yeah, it does. And I really need to start devoting that effort back into the website, whatreallyhappened.com, because that's where it all comes from.
Yeah, and it's kind of like you got... I read the original article you did, but there's probably a lot of updates, you know, lately. You can add on to it, you know, what's happened.
Which article would that be?
Well, I read the one on election fraud, but then All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. That was a pretty good one. You know, and there's a lot of truth to that. And it kind of gets me, you know, if there is a war... It kind of makes me think when you look at the reason of World War II or World War I and how much America's lied to us, it makes me think, you know, the good guys didn't really win those wars in a sense. So I kind of differ from you. We might have to lose a war, you know, it seems like.
I think if we get into World War III, we are going to lose it. I mean, we've already exhausted our stockpiles in Ukraine. And, you know, we're still making stink face at China. Our military is demoralized by all this wokeness and equity and so forth. You know, it's almost like they intend on losing this next war.
Yeah, and I mean, in a sense, if you go to war for America, that's really what you're fighting for, is wokeness and Zionism and...
And the bankers.
Diversity and bankers and all this crap. So it's kind of like... As long as I don't get nuked and I get my Social Security money, I mean, I don't care if we lose.
Obviously, if the U.S. loses the war, you can kiss your Social Security goodbye.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a hard case because I really wouldn't want to win, in a sense, because that would mean the bad guys win, in a sense, the Rothschild bankers and the Federal Reserve.
Well, the problem with the war, especially with the nuclear war, is that everybody's going to lose. Okay,
That's true.
You don't need to have the nuclear weapon actually drop on you to suffer from it, because you've got the radiation, the fallout, that can travel long distances. And when I was a kid going to school in Loudoun, New Hampshire, I remember this incident that happened. They were still doing above-ground tests out in Nevada, and apparently one of the bombs had a much higher yield than they were expecting, and it blew a huge cloud of radioactive debris into the atmosphere, which basically traveled across the country carried by the Coriolis winds. And I remember there was one day we went to school, and they kept us all in the center hallway. We were not allowed to go into the classrooms. They just let us play games and stuff. There was no recess. And I remember standing in the hallway looking into the door of the classroom I normally would be in, and out the window, and it was actually a very beautiful day, and just dealing with the fact that there was something in the air that would harm me if I went outside. And if there's a nuclear war, everybody gets affected. I mean, look at how the debris from Fukushima is all over the place and all over the Pacific Ocean now.
Oh, yeah, and the depleted uranium shells they're using, and the cancer rates, and the... What are those islands, the Marianas Islands or whatever, and that they did all those nuclear tests on that in the Pacific?
Well, it was Bikini Atoll, and they were Micronesia.
Micronesia.
They're trying to sue. No, they're asking for more money in exchange for a U.S. base. I think I reported that a week ago.
John Dillinger did a movie called The Coming War with China where he documents that pretty good. It's online for free. I don't know if you've seen that, but real quick, last night I went on John Kennedy's website and gave him $25. I just encourage everyone to give him a little money right now just because I'd like to see where the more they call him an anti-Semite, the more money he raises. I'd like to see that dynamic. Kind of like a Kanye West effect, you know? That would be pretty cool. But
that would be.
He needs to be supported. You know, he's telling a lot of truth, and I think we should support him, even if you don't want to, you know, who knows what's going to happen during the presidential election, but I think he should be supported right now for what he's saying and stuff. Anyway. But,
okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, probably I'll call in before the week's over, hopefully. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And we're going to have to take another break for commercials here. And again, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants
to... Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm sad in a way, but then, you know what? You want to do what you want to do, so God bless you. And I've been listening to RBN since either 2011 or 2013. I can't remember. A friend of mine turned me on to it, and he listed you as the very first show I should listen to back when you had a three-hour program.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy the scoping of the headlines that you do. You gotta hit 60 to 100 different things in the first hour of your show now. I've got to imagine that's between 5 and 9 hours worth of work to set up for your show.
Yeah, it is a lot of work to set up to do the show the way I do the show. And, so, you know, I had to cut, well, actually, Stadmiller cut me back from 3 hours to 2, cause he realized how tired I was getting in that third hour.
John was a hell of a guy. And,
yes, he was.
Gotta tell you, Mike, thank you. I don't think I'll call in again this week unless you hit on a topic that intrigues me.
Okay.
But thank you very, very much. You've made my life a lot happier. So,
well,
hey, if you can switch over to...
That's kind of an odd reaction considering all the bad news here. But, again, it's not like I'm completely going away. I'm just going to be spending more time over at whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay, no, that's great. Hey, can you switch me over to Julie? I'd like to give a donation.
Okay, well, Julie, please talk to Jerry and also switch me over to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sorry to hear that you're leaving, Mike. It's been a long run. I mean, I started listening to you in 2001 after 9/11. When you were the only one talking about Israel and the art students and all the other things that tied them in, nobody else was talking about it. Geez, you've been in about 3 or 4 different venues other than RBN that I can remember listening to you through.
Yeah, I was at Genesis for a while, then RBN, then back to Genesis, then to TogiNet, and then to the American News Network, and then finally back to RBN. And,
yep.
I like doing the radio. A big part of my self-image is doing the radio. But I've been doing the website for about 30 years. That's almost half my life. I've been doing talk radio for 16 years. And it has taken me away from the website, which really is the foundation for everything. So, again, it's not like I'm going away. You're just going to have to look for me someplace else. And when I get back to producing original content, some of that will be podcasts.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I spent a lot of time sourcing stuff and sending it to you. I'm sure you're aware.
Oh, yeah, I use a lot of it.
And, I mean, hours a day. I do spend looking for stuff for it. But wanted to let you know, a couple things have been mentioned already. One was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And one of the things that nobody seems to remember, I know that you do because we talked about it back then, was when she was the whip, the Democratic whip, and she was spying on House members. Do you remember that? She was spying on people's laptops, and she had, there was a whole spy network going on within Congress that she was leading. You remember that?
I remember that.
Another thing is you talked about the superintendent of West Point, the Air Force Academy. I told you I called in back in March when I had that I had met a general socially who that was him. And he has a son at at Harvard. I met him in a mixer there. And I think I mentioned that he got the Distinguished Flying Cross for, which I looked up as soon as I got back to my hotel room, for flying a B-1 at 30,000 feet and bombing Afghanistan, which, of course, didn't have an Air Force and doesn't have any air defense at all. And they gave him a DFC second to the Medal of Honor, by the way.
Yes.
And how woke and affirmative action this whole thing is. Yeah. I think I called in half a year ago to talk about Brown, the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs. It's pathetic, what's going on. And, one of the things I wanted to tell you, just today I picked up a deal where they had a video where there was something on the order of 12, Ukrainian tanks were knocked out in one tiny little skirmish. And I want to let you go back to your old manufacturing money and morale.
Yeah.
None of which we have, of course.
Nope.
But, our annual tank production is 12, not our annual, our monthly is about 11 or 12 tanks a month. So in other words, we would lose our tank production, in one tiny little skirmish of this.
Yes.
And Dustin called in a while ago. Last week I've been listening. He said, the T-90 is the best tank in the world. He's right. However, the main gun on a T-90, has a range of about, 5,700 meters. And you can get now with a guy on an electric motorbike or whatever, and can have a drone that will have something to take out that, probably a $10 million tank, and it has a 20-mile range or 30.
Yes.
And it's a much cheaper. The tank is at the end of its rope. If it weren't for the Ukraine and the wide open steppes of Russia, it wouldn't really have much utility there, because you really can't even mass people with the sensors that go from space to beneath the ocean and so on. You just can't mass things like you used to. And all the Hulks, we have 3,000, by the way, M1 tanks in storage. We're never going to use them, as tanks. We should use them as armored drone launchers. And just refit them that way, because that's the way it's going.
Yes, it is.
Anyways, Mike, I'm very sorry to hear you going. Do you want me to still send, when you're doing what really happened, do you want me to still send stuff in or what?
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a help. And, I appreciate your continuing to support the effort.
Well, I will do so then. And thank you so much for everything. And maybe I'll talk before the end of the week, but I would suggest that you arrange something where you have a 3-hour show once a week, or even four. Have a guest and then have call-ins after. I'd love to see it. Like,
it's an idea I'm willing to consider, and I know it would make RBN a lot happier. And maybe we can strike some kind of a balance along that line. But I really do want to return the focus to the website, because it's got a very large and growing readership. And like I said, I've got advertisers contacting me saying, can we be on your website? And I need to devote time to getting them plugged in and, trying to make some serious money with it, because I got some serious bills to pay.
I hear that.
Social Security. We got to pay rent. We got to buy food. We got to pay for Medicare. We got to pay for our supplemental, all the stuff that the illegal immigrants are getting for free right now.
But I mean, I could see you interviewing, substantial guests like Douglas McGregor or Scott Ritter or E. Michael Jones or people of that stature, and having them on for an hour, where you guys can talk, and then having, call-in for 2 hours after that, but for one 3-hour or even 4-hour show a week or something. That would be wonderful.
Well, like I said, it's an idea I'm willing to consider, and I can imagine I'm going to get some phone calls after I'm off the air about that. But, like I said earlier, you know, wallowing in all this negativity day after day after day after day, it's affecting me. I don't have the sense of humor I used to have, and it's really a very depressing time in the world, and I'm sure we all feel that.
Yeah, it's you got to go a long way to get something that's not negative, that's for sure.
Well, you know, Claire has a website that she specifically focuses on positive things. It's called clairescorner.co. There's no M in it, clairescorner.co, where she interviews things like Toys for Tots, the Daughters of the American Revolution, and that's, you know, where she's trying to find the positivity in the world and put it on display.
Well, bless her for that. I'm shocked that she could find it, but bless her for doing that. Bless her
she
for
works
doing
at
that,
it very hard.
Know? Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I know you got other callers. Best of luck. If I don't talk to you before then, and we'll go from there, all right?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike, I have to agree with Peter there, man. We're going to sorely miss you on RBN there. If you're not on, I think Peter's right. You got to come on at least, Mike, for like 3 hours once a week. That would be awesome. So you can have a call, you know, a couple hours of call-ins. But, yeah, that can be sorely missed. You know, it's going to be hard to fill your shoes, I can tell you that. And, you know, Farron's another caller on Saturday. A lot of guys are missing Farron. Now that you're going, I mean, RBN's taking a major hit here. I mean, you know, you lost Farron here. We got, you know, you're going to be gone, and this is not cool, you know. You know, the guys are really put it out there. So let's leave it at that, Mike, you know. And, you know, I hope you have great endeavors, you know, coming your way. If I hit the Powerball, I'll bring you back on, no matter what it takes. But here,
okay, well, you know, right. You know, I'm still buying Powerball tickets, but, you know, no luck yet.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. You got to keep trying. If you don't play, you can't win it. So anyway,
yep.
Mike, on a serious note here about as far as I was looking at, and Jerry, he didn't get to make a good finish his call from Chicago, but I hope he calls back in maybe tomorrow. Yeah, Mike, I'm looking at this crime statistics in Chicago. Where's the National Guard in there? How come the National Guard ain't been called out after all this time, Mike? Hundreds and hundreds of murders, astronomical, catastrophic wounds, 25 shot over the weekend, six dead. I mean, this is crazy. And nobody, where's the National Guard? Where's the Republicans? And by the way, Mike, how come the Republicans right now ain't trying to expunge Donald Trump's two impeachment trials? Why do they expunge him for that? To send a message to these demon rats? Now, we're not going to play, and we're going to clean his record out, because Donald Trump should have never been impeached, Mike, either time. That was the biggest disgrace in the history of our country, one of them, allowing that man to be impeached twice.
I know that an impeachment can be expunged. I know it's been talked about, but right now that's all the Republicans are doing. You know, I mean, they're holding all these hearings. We're seeing all this very damaging evidence about massive corruption in the Biden White House. Like I said earlier, it's gone way past Watergate, and... And the GOP are out there, and they're nodding sagely and saying, yes, this is definitely bad, and, you know, but they're not doing anything, you know. And my message to the Republicans,
Mike,
is get off your butt and do something, or you are going to legitimately lose 2024.
Well, exactly, Mike, and there you go. Look at Wednesday. They're supposed to be having a hearing on Zuckerberg that they're going to contempt the court. All those schmucks are demonic and evil, Mike, what they're getting away with. Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, Weinstein. I mean, this is all nuts here. And nobody's been punished. Nobody's getting, they don't even slap their wrist, Mike. They're not even going to slap on their wrist. That's what's crazy about all this. I mean, they're getting away with utter murder. And nothing's being done. And, you know, and then I got to tell you, Mike, you know, losing you and Farron on RBN, RBN's going to be hard-pressed, man. They're going to have to refill. Who's going to fill your shoes, Mike? Who they got somebody in a time slot for you? Who's that going to be?
I have not been told who's going to take over this time slot yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mike, I don't know, man. I hope you do take Peter's advice and at least come on like once a week and do like a 2-hour podcast, you know, where people can call in your show. That'd be cool. You know, at least give 2 hours where you can call in, you know, and you, like, you know, like something like Farron had, you know, Farron had until he left. I don't know if he's coming back. I don't even know what the story on Farron is, Mike. You? I don't know what happened.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Robert Revolt, he's on real late at night, so a lot of guys can't stay up till like midnight, you know, to hear him or a couple other great shows, you know, callers, call-ins. But, yeah, Mike, you know, it's just kind of wild that you're going to not be there much longer. But, you know, life goes on, like the old adage goes. But, you know, I'm sure you'll, like you say, you'll still be out there somehow. So And yeah, Mike, you know, as far as the immigration, you know, Mike, it's just getting crazier and crazier. Now they want him to, they want Abbott to take the floats down in the middle of the Rio Grande, Mike.
Yeah.
Really? You're gonna take those floats down as trying to keep all these imbeciles from drowning or getting, or dying? What was it? I saw 287 died since January, dying of thirst. They already had a bunch of guys die down the canyon riding their bikes, Mike. You heard about that in Arizona, I think it was?
Yeah, I heard about that. But Governor Abbott is not taking that barricade down. You know, he's told the Biden's Department of Justice, we'll see you in court on this one. Same message to the president of Mexico.
Well, you know, Mike, you know, exactly. You know, speaking of tanks, these guys, Peter was talking about tanks. You know, in Texas has the most tanks of any state in the union, right? Why don't they Abbott take those tanks and stick them at that border? And why isn't there really, that border needs to be militarized? My opinion. It really needs to. Because you got cartels over there, that which is an enemy. You got drugs pouring in here like crazy. You don't know who's coming in here. They're flooding the United States with all these, people from the mental institutions in those third world countries. They're cleaning up their mental institutions just like Castro did. We had 18,000 mental patients in South Florida in that 1 year alone, Mike. And they shipped some of them to Louisiana. You remember the Mario Boatlift when they shipped a lot of them to Louisiana? All the crazies? Mike, remember that? And they all came back to Florida, Miami. So, yeah, Mike, this has got to stop. And Biden should be arrested for his treasonous acts, period. The guy is – oh, by the way, Mike, look at Hunter's son now. His buddy in the business section ain't going to testify again now. He's been told to shut his mouth.
Yeah, he canceled again.
Something bad happened.
Yeah, he canceled again.
He should be forced to take a lie detector test and tell the truth about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Well, he's already under subpoena from Congress, and now Congress is trying to figure out a way where they can basically force him to comply with that. But what Devin needs to understand is, as long as he stays silent, he is in danger. Once he testifies and it's all out and on the record, then there's no point in having him assassinated.
Wow, wonderful point. I hope he spills the beans here quick. If not, he might be gone. Like a Vince Foster type situation. So,
yes.
Yeah, Mike, it's all crazy. And, like, again, I hope everything goes great for you. And, I you know, hope you do, like, consider, you know, like a podcast on a Saturday or something. You know, take, like, a Saturday show or something and do, like, a 3-4-hour show or something. You know, that'd be cool. You do that.
A 4-hour show. I'd be pushing it to do 3. You know, like I said, I never got my strength and energy back from that PMR thing. You know, my mind is working. The body can't keep up, you know.
I feel
anyway,
you. I know. I
Tom,
feel that. I know nothing, Mike. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful
lot. We all
lot
love you out there in RBN land. Believe that. Everybody loves you, Mike. We love you, bro.
All right. Well, thank you very much for those kind words. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Hi, Mike. First of all, I want to ask, when are you leaving?
My last show is Friday.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I've been listening to you probably since the days and before, right around the time I started listening to Jeff Rintz. So it's been a long, long time. But let me get to my point. I'm not going to stay with my original point. I'm going to go, now that I know you're leaving, I want to ask you about something. Mm-hmm. This guy, you've heard of this guy that runs the X-22 report, right? Okay, well, I know several of his listeners that have talked to him or have some kind of connection with him, and they tell me that he's making like between $10,000 and $15,000 a month in donations. And Mike, he is lying to people, and you're telling the truth. Now, I also know Jeff Rintz, and I live 10 miles away from him, and I've known him for a long time. And Jeff Rintz makes back when I knew him, he was making about $400,000 a year. And he has a beautiful piece of property in one of the most expensive parts of old Southern Oregon. He has a barn full of collector cars. He has a beautiful house. He has probably 5 or 6 Harleys. So Mike, I'm not sure how come you're not making any money. I don't understand.
A couple of reasons. I'm very terrible about asking for money. And like I said, my primary motive was to try and get us off this path to war. So I haven't really been focused on, you know, money making, but now I got to do that. And the whatreallyhappened.com website is a platform. It's already got a large audience. and I just need to run it like a business and, you know, be businesslike. And yeah, I'd like to make that kind of money. You know, I'd like to, you know, support Claire in the lifestyle to which I'd like her to become accustomed. I got to learn how to do that. And that's yeah. something where, you know, my knowledge is very short.
Well, I mean, they tell me this about the X-22 guy, and he just tells lie after lie. But I personally know Jeff Rentz, personally.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know him too.
And I know you do. But I personally live by him, so I know what he has and what he doesn't have, and I know if somebody is telling a lie about him or not, and they're not telling lies about him. He has done really well, and I think that you could do the same.
Well, I certainly hope to. I mean, that's the, you know, the reason for the change in direction, and you know, that's just where we are on that. Anyway,
okay.
Anything else that you want to share?
Nope, I'll call you about the other point tomorrow.
All right, fine. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Well, I just heard the news, and I don't know, in case of nuclear holocaust, who I'm going to call now. Back to you.
Call for the paramedics, I would assume.
Well, you know, another point I want to make is that I hear a lot of people, I won't say who and I won't say where, well, they talk about things like the flat earth. I mean, like, there's people on these radio shows that just have absolutely no, what can I say? They have absolutely no aptitude for science whatsoever.
Well, and it's not a lack of aptitude. What it is all this stuff about flat earth and chemtrails and fake Apollo moon landings and everything is being planted by government operatives to try and discredit independent media and the internet in general, social media in general. And it's really ramped up. I was looking at Twitter earlier. There's just all kinds of nonsense being posted there. But I think at this point, most media consumers have reached the point where they can spot the nonsense and realize that it is there to try and make everybody look bad, to discredit social media as a whole. But people are getting more discriminating. They're picking out what they think is, you know, accurate and just ignoring pretty much the rest of it.
Well, yeah, I know, Mike, but it's worse than that. I've been doing Syrian science since I've been about 14 years old. And when you hear someone say all science is Luciferian, what do? Right? I mean, I get the flat earth thing. Okay. We can all fool around with that. That goes back to antiquity, but, all scientists are Luciferians. What do with that? You know?
Well, so, I tend to ignore that kind of stuff.
No, but I'm just saying that the point is it's a guilt trip, and I've had this problem with my leftist college buddies since 1970, going, you know, well, it's science that creates war, and it's science.
No, it's politicians who create wars. It's bankers who create war. Science is simply the handmaiden.
Well, anyway, I just want to call and wish you all the best, and like I said... Well, if you get a chance to come back for some spot once a week, that would be great. But this is a serious situation, and I think people got to... This is endemic to the whole population. Like I said before many times, 1960, America was at the top of its game in terms of science and technology. And now it's, okay, deteriorated.
It's a mess. It is a mess. And... it all goes back to that coup d'etat in Dealey Plaza, Dallas.
Yeah, all the best to you and Claire, and thanks for taking my call. Bye now.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is on my mind, dear one? And hello, young man. First of all, good luck to Claire and you both. You know what you need to do. Take your time. Earth yourself. All that kind of good stuff, and make sure you get your ducks in a row, so to speak, as it were, if you have any ducks. But you'll turn out fine with it. So meanwhile, I'll be still calling in to yank your chain, cord, ribbon, whatever the case might be, and give Claire a laugh in the process. So meanwhile, when you come across something negative, as you mentioned before, learning to let it go and just let it earth itself. Take care. Later.
All right. Thank you. And there is the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN during these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is July 24th, 2023. Boy, a lot on my plate today, and sorry to hear the news that Mike Rivera will be leaving us, going into a different trench, going to fight the enemy from the net, and glad to have him out there at least doing that. I'm going to miss him behind the mic, but got to do what you got to do. I understand.